This is the reading for April 10th. Psalm 100. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with joy. Come before Him with singing. Know that the Lord is God. He made us and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep He tends. Come into His city with songs of thanksgiving and into His courtyards with songs of praise. Thank Him and praise His name. The Lord is good. His love is forever, and His loyalty goes on and on. Joshua 11. When Jabin, king of Hazor, heard about all that had happened, he sent messages to Jobab, king of Madon, to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Akshaph. He sent messages to the kings in the northern mountains and also to the kings in the Jordan Valley south of Lake Galilee and in the western hills. He sent a message to the king of Naphoth Dor in the west and to the kings of the Canaanites in the east and in the west. He sent messages to the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, and Jebusites in the mountains. Jabin also sent one to the Hivites who lived below Mount Hermon in the area of Mizpah. So all the armies of all of these kings came together with their horses and chariots. There were as many soldiers as grains of sand on the seashore. All of these kings met together at the waters of Merom, joined their armies together into one camp, and made plans to fight against the Israelites. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid of them, because at this time tomorrow I will give them to you. You will cripple their horses and burn all their chariots." So Joshua and his whole army surprised the enemy by attacking them at the waters of Merom. The Lord handed them over to Israel. They chased them to Greater Sidon, Misrephoth, Maim, and the valley of Mizpah in the east. Israel fought until none of the enemy was left alive. Joshua did what the Lord said to do. He crippled their horses and burned their chariots. Then Joshua went back and captured the city of Hazor and killed its king. Hazor had been the leader of all the kingdoms that fought against Israel. Israel killed everyone in Hazor, completely destroying them. No one was left alive. Then they burned Hazor itself. Joshua captured all of these cities, killed all of their kings, and completely destroyed everything in these cities. He did this just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. But the Israelites did not burn any cities that were built on their mounds except Hazor. Only that city was burned by Joshua. The people of Israel kept for themselves everything they found in the cities, including all the animals. But they killed all the people there. They left no one alive. Long ago, the Lord had commanded His servant Moses to do this, and then Moses had commanded Joshua to do it. Joshua did everything the Lord had commanded Moses. So Joshua defeated all the people in the land. He had control of the mountains and the area of southern Canaan, all the areas of Goshen, the western hills, and the Jordan Valley. He controlled the mountains of Israel and all the hills near them. Joshua controlled all the land from Mount Halak near Edom to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. Joshua also captured all the kings in the land and killed them. He fought against them for many years. The people of only one city in all the land had made a peace agreement with Israel, the Hivites living in Gibeon. All the other cities were defeated in war. The Lord made those people stubborn so they would fight against Israel and He could completely destroy them without mercy. This is what the Lord had commanded Moses to do. Now Joshua fought the Anakites who lived in the mountains of Hebron, Debir, Anab, Judah, and Israel, and he completely destroyed them and their towns. There were no Anakites left living in the land of the Israelites, and only a few were left in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. Joshua took control of all the land of Israel as the Lord had told Moses to do long ago. He gave the land to Israel because He had promised it to them. Then Joshua divided the land among the tribes of Israel, and there was peace in the land. Joshua 12. The Israelites took control of the land east of the Jordan River from the Arnon Ravine to Mount Hermon and all the land along the eastern side of the Jordan Valley. These lands belonged to the kings whom the Israelites defeated. Sihon, king of the Amorites, lived in the city of Heshbon and ruled the land from Aroer at the Arnon Ravine to the Jabbok River. His land started in the middle of the ravine, which was their border with the Ammonites. Sihon ruled over half the land of Gilead and over the eastern side of the Jordan Valley from Lake Galilee to the Dead Sea. And he ruled from Beth Jeshimoth south to the slopes of Pisgah. Og, king of Bashan, was one of the last of the Rephites. He ruled the land in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He ruled over Mount Hermon, Salakah, and all the areas of Bashan up to where the people of Geshur and Maacah lived. Og also ruled half the land of Gilead up to the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. The Lord's servant Moses and the Israelites defeated all these kings, and Moses gave that land to the tribes of Reuben and Gad and to East Manasseh as their own. Joshua and the Israelites also defeated kings in the land west of the Jordan River. He gave the people the land and divided it among the 12 tribes to be their own. It was between Baal-Gad and the valley of Lebanon and Mount Halak near Edom. This included the mountains, the western hills, the Jordan Valley, the slopes, the desert, and southern Canaan. This was the land where the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites had lived. The Israelites defeated the king of each of the following cities: Jericho, Ai near Bethel, Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, Eglon, Gezer, Debir, Geder, Hormah, Arad, Libnah, Adullam, Makkadah, Bethel, Tapuah, Hefer, Aphek, Lasharon, Madon, Hazor, Shimron, Meron, Akshaph, Taanach, Megiddo, Kadesh, Jokneam in Carmel, Dor in Naphoth-Dor, Goyim in Gilgal, and Tirzah. The total number of kings was 31.